As you see, Yitzi gave me this to show me a few more marmakaimas that I didn't know. I didn't know the Avni Nezer. Maybe I saw it, and maybe I saw it quoted. Everybody's addressed this issue that we're going to address today in different ways, and we're going to try to say a say today that will, I think, hopefully will answer the problem. Our Gemara, in the Hemshech of the Gemara brings another Raya. Amalei Rav Huna Brei Rav Yeshua LeRav Avat LeTisra Devein LeChayin Oser. Amar Rav Bar Barchana Amar BeYechanan Mavoi Shritzofei BeLeChayin Pachis Midalid. Bana LeMachleikas Rabban Shingliel VeRabbanan. Rabban Shingliel Amar Amrinan Lovud Mishtamish Ad Chudei Apnimi Shalechi Apnimi. So in other words, according to Rabban Shingliel, who applies the rule of Lovud at 4, not Dafka 3. So the halacha will be that you can only be mishtamish until the chudei hapnimi of this set of lechayayin, but mashma within the lechayayin will be aser. Gemara wants to now say that this is a raya, that bein lechayayin is aser. L'chayre here, the reason why we will view the series of lechayayin as being one large lechi, is midin lovud, and we're saying based on having built one large lechi through lovud, we're going to say that this is aser bein lechayayin, the rule of bein lechayayin, which would seem to be an example of using the principle of lovud lechumra to create an iser. This seems to fly in the face of a Taisus in Sukkah that says mafurish otherwise. Taisus is discussing Schach Puzzle in Schach. There are different rules in Schach Puzzle. The rule of Schach Puzzle is if you have three tefachim of Schach Puzzle, the lacha is it passes the sukkah. Miuhecha delika bipsulim dalit. You don't have a puzzle Schach of four. The avir, I'm sorry, I said that wrong. The schach puzzle is four tefachim. Avir is three tefachim. If you have avir in your schach of three tefachim, that's puzzle. Schach puzzle is a shear is four. The shear is four. So this is miuhecha delika bepsulim dal. You don't have four tefachim of schach puzzle, but vavir pachis migimul mafsik beinayim. But you have less than three tefachim between two schach puzzles of, let's say, two tefachim. So he says, "Ein havir mashlimay le'arba." You cannot use the avir to make this schach posel to be mashlim. B'mesh choishvay kesosu machmas lovin. You're going to look at it as being sosu machmas lovin, and now say you have four tefachim of posel schach. Why says Taisus le'amrinan lovin l'chumra? You never apply the rule of lovin l'chumra. So this would be, in order to posel my sukkah, in order to say I have schach posel of four tefachim, I want to use lovin. That's an example of using lovin l'chumra. That appears to be a steer to what our sugya says, that you do say lovin l'chumra. It's Arach Ian. I did not immediately see someone who brought the raya from our sugya, but Yitzi was kind enough to show me the Avnei Nezer and Orach Chaim, Simon Reish, Sadi Aleph, Ois Yud, brings the raya from our sugya against Taisvis. Now, the initial reaction I would have to this would have been to perhaps try to apply what Taisus is saying as something very limited, something specifically referring to Schach Posel, but it's difficult to say that because we have several cases of Dinim in Shulchan Aruch where the Ramah applies the rule of Ein Lovud L'Chumra, and they're outside the case of Schach Posel. We'll soon see. We'll talk about them in length. But there are at least two that the Ramah brings. So you see, it's not something that's limited to some specific case of Schach Posel, not something that's limited to Avir and Schach Posel. That can't be. It sounds like it's a broad rule, and the Ramah is going to use the rule of Ein Lovud L'Chumra to explain Dinim in Shabbos and Dinim in Tumah. So what's going on? Okay. Even more amazing, the Magen Avraham in Simen Yud Ches, I'm sorry, in Tavkuf Bey Siv Katan Tes, brings a raya from the Gemara in Sukkah on Daf Yud Ches against Sukkah, against Taisus and Sukkah. Now that's an amazing raya. This is almost the sugya that Taisus is dealing with. From the very sugya almost that Taisus is dealing with, this is where the sugya is getting into these in Yonim of Lovet and the Schach. The Magen Avraham brings what seems to be an offer of raya against Taisus. The case goes like this. You have it on your sheet. Just follow me for a moment. Let's learn the Gemara. The Gemara brings a machlaikis, whether you say yesh loved b'amitzah or ain loved b'amitzah. That machlaikis, we'll get to it soon, and Mirtz Hashem, we'll talk about the taich. That's a machlaikis, whether or not you apply loved in schach. Do you use loved? Do you say loved in schach? We'll soon see what that machlaikis is. So the Gemara says like this, my time of demand demand loved b'amitzah. What's the reason? What's his source for saying you don't say loved b'amitzah? So he brings a Mishnah in Tyrus. Aruba Shababais, you have a skylight in your house, an Aruba, a window in the gog of the house. Uba Pesach Tefach, it has the width of a Tefach. Tuma Babais Kulei Tame. Masha Keneged Aruba, Tahor. Tuma Keneged Aruba, Kol Habayis Kulei Tahor. In other words, if you have Tuma in your house under one of the roofs, so the Tuma is mispashit throughout the entire house. Except, says the Mishnah, except for under the Aruba. Under the Aruba, there's no Gag. And if the Tuma is under the Aruba, then the whole Bais is tar. It seems then, from this Gemara, from this Mishnah, that you do not say, in spite of the fact that the shear of the size of the Aruba is only a Tefach, you don't say, Lavud, to say this is considered sosim like a Gag, and say the Tuma is mispashit throughout the house. Says the Gemara, that's a raya, ain loved be'emsa. Zok the Gemara, what's the answer? What is the other madamot holds yesh loved be'emsa? What is he going to say? V'idach shani hilchais tuma, tachin gemiri lahu. Hilchais tuma are different. We learned, halacha l'maaseh b'Sinai, that over there we don't say loved. Now, says the Magen Avraham, l'chaira, this Gemara is a stira mineube to Taisus. Because the Gemara clearly seems to be saying, the Gemara brings the raya from here that you say, ain loved b'emsa. Mash, if you would say, yesh loved b'emsa, you would say that we look at the Aruba as being sosum, and we'd say that we have tomb in the whole house. And the only reason why the Gemara is deicha the raya is because you say, shani hilchais tuma. Mashm, if it wouldn't be shani hilchis tuma, you would say that there's considered a steam in the Aruba. Therefore, the Gemara says, based on that, that we would see, we see from here that we would apply loved lechumra in any case, in spite of, if we didn't have issues of tuma. Is enough to arrive from this sugya against Taisa that says, ain't loved lechumra. So what's going on? We have our sugi, we have that sugi. We're going to see a whole slew of cases that would seem to prove otherwise. What is going on? So, what I think is going on is this. Something we spoke about briefly in the sugi before in Lovet. Something I have toyed around with, some of you I spoke about. But now it's barred to me, this is the issue. The word Lovet means, I'm not really sure what it means, actually, to be quite frank. It's obviously an Aramaic word. It sounds always like it means that something is connected to or meeting. Rashi explains in Sukkah, we saw the Lashon sniffing. Rashi said it creates branches, creates extensions. But the fact that we see Lovud here, we see Lovud in other places, doesn't always mean that we're talking about the same word Lovud means the same thing everywhere. In other words, we have a sugi here by us that we made mention of. It's a sugi exists in Sukkah, and it exists here in Erevin. The Gemara goes through a sugya as to the nature of halacha l'moish mi-Sinai, and the Gemara says, makes a statement. Amar b'chia bar ashi marav, shiurin chatzitzin u'mechitzin, halacha l'moish mi-Sinai. There are three examples, the Gemara says, shiurin, are all halacha l'moish mi-Sinai, mechitzin, and chatzitzin, those dinim are all based on halacha l'moish mi-Sinai. The Gemara later, when explaining the concept of mechitzin, what does it mean, halacha l'mosh we've seen it, the Gemara says, good, loved, and deifin akum. Now, gentlemen, I have a question for all of you. What's the chiddush of this Gemara? The loved, halacha l'mosh we've seen it? Like David, you asked me a question. You said to me, like, what, isn't the case of kinyonim? We find that a din that you're magbiya chayfetz. You see that the object is not considered to be mugba until it's more than gimel tefachim from the ground. So don't you see? I mean, the rule of love, we use it everywhere. So what was the Gemara telling us by us that mechitzin is alach ha'mayish b'sinai, and giving the example of love, what do you mean love it? Love it's not an example of mechitzin. It's love it and call it terakula. What does it mean? So I want to suggest the following site. There are two dine lovet halacha moish misinai. There's a din lovet of kol haterakuva, which is as we spoke about the idea of stima. You never find lovet between anything but two solid objects. If they're less than three tefachim apart, the halacha moish misinai tells me I view it as if it's sosim and filled in. But there's another halacha moish misinai. And that's halacha moish misinai of mechitzin. And there's another din lovet by mechitzin that doesn't exist in kol haterakuva. And what is that chiddush? In kol haterakuva, the halacha moish misinai only told me that you say lovet lekula. You never say lovet lechumra. In mechitzin, it was nischadesh even halacha moish misinai lechumra. Now, having said that, Yisrael, I'm going to show you how to apply it and how it's going to solve all the issues. What is the issue of loved be'emtzah ain loved be'emtzah? What is that machlekes in the Gemara and Sukkah? So the Ran addresses it. V'tayma demand demarin loved b'schach. Midamrinan shiurin chatzitzin u'mechitzin halacha l'moshe misinai. Vaskinan mechitzin legud. Ula lover to the day for Nakuma. Umishim hochi sphere lay the dafkim in the fanais who damrin and lovewood. Avabasichoch loy. The mantra holds in loved bamsa is saying because the rule of mechitzin that you say loved by mechitzin was only mechitzas. The gag, the schach, is not a mechitza. And therefore there's no din loved there. The idach. And the other mandamar, what is he? Sfirale de Leishna. Now, I want to suggest, what does it mean Leishna? The Ran didn't say anything here. But it means, I think, more than that. It's not Stam Leishna. There is a rule in Sukkah. I overlooked that too. There are examples of various cases. Sorry, I didn't give you all these Mayim Mekayimis. There are examples in various cases where we seem to see that Tzchach has dinim of Mechitza. For example, on Daf Chaf Beis, the Gemara here brings a stira. When I say Tzilos M'Chamasa, the Mishnah says, is Kasha Chamas M'Tzilos is Pasal. The Gemara has the stira. It says, in our Mishnah, it says, Tzilos M'Chamasa is Kshera. Mashma, if they're equal, the Tzel and the Chamar are equal, it's Pasal. That's not B'idach Pirkin. Chamas M'Tzilos is Psula. Hoki Adadi Kshera. So the Gemara, Loi Kasha, Kan Milamala, Kan Milamala. Rashi lays down an interesting aside. Rashi says that when you have equal schach and airspace on top, then he says, Rashi, because of the spashtus of the sun, you get a larger, they have that backwards, you get a larger amount of sun on the bottom. Therefore, Rashi says, when I'm looking, when I say Tzlas Mechavasa, I'm talking about, I need on the floor. If I have on the floor Tzlas Mechavasa, then it's kosher. If I have at the top equal, then I will have the proper shear at the bottom. Frektaisus Akasha, what are you talking about? We have a rule. Paritz Kaimit is kosher. Paritz Kaimit is dinim mechitzin. Taisus is asking, how can you say Paritz Kaimit is possible? We have enough on a din that Paritz Kaimit is kosher. So you see, Taisus is applying a rule of mechitzin to the schach. You also see it, the sugya talks about it, Rav Shimon holds that a sukkah needs four walls. It's based on the drush of basukais. The Gemara says that if one man demar holds, basukais is a separate word that's used only for to teach me the rule of a sukkah, that you need sukkah, you need a sukkah and sukkahs. Then there are two more left over that you can darshan. So according to Reb Shimon, I darshan basukkahs, I get four out of those two basukkahs, they're plural, sukkahs two. So according to Reb Shimon, three are used for the walls, and one is also for the fourth wall. Namely, he says the schach. The schach is considered another wall of the sukkah. Okay. So you see, there's a deon here, I think, between the Maroyim, maybe even Tanoim, if you all love it, Emtsis Machlekes Tanoim, which is possible, that's what the Sukkah gets into. You see a deon as to whether or not the Schach, the Gag, a Gag is considered a Mechitzin. But Leisman de Palag, certainly that the walls are considered Mechitzin. And Taisvis, when he applied the Suffolk over here, was not talking about building a Mechitzah per se. He was talking about a din in schach. He was talking about, can I apply? Do I have here schach puzzle to puzzle my sukkah? This is not, I have a gag. I have a kosher gag. What I want to know is, can I apply a rule in sukkah? Do I say that I have schach puzzle? Zak Teisvis, no. Teisvis says, in lovud b'emsa, in lovud l'chumra. You can't say that you have lovud l'chumra to puzzle off your sukkah. Because Tosfos over here is saying the rule of lover that would apply here is not the din lover of mechitzas, it's the din lover of kol haTorah kula. Do you have lover here to say that I have four tefachim of schach puzzle? Answer says Tosfos, no, in lover lechumra. How does this help us with the sugi here on daf yudches? That is goof what the sugi is about. The Gemara wants to bring a raya to prove to me that you don't say lover beemtzah. In other words, in Mechitzin, the Schach, Mechitzin, I know you use love. But is the Gag considered to be a Mechitza for schach, of love? So you see, L'chair, if you hold the Aruba, is not considered Sosu, is a Raya, that the Gag is not considered a Mechitza, and therefore the rule of love and of Kol HaTorah is the only rule that could apply. We say in love and L'chumra. Says the Gemara, you know what? No. Really, the Gag is indeed a Mechitza. And really, you ought to apply the rule of mechitzas and say loved lechumra here, because the rule of mechitzas of kol haTorah kula ought to apply. But the Gemara says shani hilchos tuma. In hilchos tuma, we do not apply the rule of mechitzas and say that we have a din stuma lechumra. In mechitzas, we apply the rule of loved of kol haTorah kula, where we do not apply love and lechumra. So the sugya works perfectly. That's goof what the sugya was about. If we hold that the gag is a mechitza, then you're right, you would have applied the rule of love and lechumra. The whole raya was to prove you don't say love and lechumra. Why? Because it's not a mechitza. And the dichui of the Gemara is shani hilchais tuma. In hilchais tuma, we don't have the klal of mechitzas to tell me that I have a new chiddush that I say loved lechumra. That's going to be the nafkamina. That's one of the nafkaminas. I'll bring another one soon. But this nafkamina, mechitzas, that we say it has a new chiddush, the chiddush is goof of that I'll apply loved even lechumra.
So loved lechumra only, the din loved lechumra is only by the halacha Sinai of mechitzas.
Of mechitzas. In kol haTorah kula you don't have, only here. He was discussing schach posel. Schach posel is a separate halach in Hilchay Sukkah. That's not halach in the mechitza of the Gag. That's halach in the psul of the Gag. Now, that automatically will explain the Rai, the Magen Avraham. Huh?
Isn't it shayach that schach posel is a din mechitza?
I'm telling you, that's a machlekes. That is the machlekes in Sukkah. That's what the Ran says. And by the way, I hope this is the Ran you're referring to. Remember you said to me that there was a Ran? This is the Ran. I don't know what other Ran could be. This was the Ran. The Ran here, I was going back through that was old and yonim. The Ran here is good for telling me this chiddush. He's saying that there was a special love that was said in the chitzin, and the diyun is, does it apply to the schach? And that's what Tosfos is saying. Well, you want to apply it to make schach possible? Good part. No, okay. They will listen for a while. All right, you'll think about it. Good. All right, now let me show you. First of all, this is going to take care of one of the rides the Magen Avraham brings against Tosfos right away. the base gagin shein noigin zebazet. This is an hilchos kvura, hilchos tuma. You have two roofs which are not touching each other. Afal pi shein beinem rak pachus migimol lehavi chibur letuma de leamrinin lovad lachot lachmir. So, Bamakom, the Mefarshim, this is where one of the places of the Tumul exists. Here the Ramah is paskin yidin of ain love of the Chumrah. And now the case, what do you mean the Ramah paskin and hill here and here and there and everywhere? All halachas will soon see, we'll see them, where he paskin love of the Chumrah. So what's going on over here? Solution, this isn't a gag, but we've already learned from Sukkah that even if I say we paskin each love at Bamsa, but after that we've also learned that when it comes to Ilchay's Tumah, the rule of Yesh Lovad Lechumrah doesn't apply. Because the rule of Mechitzin doesn't apply to Tumah. Only the Lovad of Kala Terakula. Therefore, here in this case, there's going to be a din. It ain't Lovad Lechumrah. Good? So far, so good.
Why, but in the oil, is there this din Mechitzah on the Gag?
In a din oil is a Gag. Is a din oil is a Gag. We'll soon talk about the legs of a Gag. We'll talk about that in a moment. But in terms of the roof, I would think yes.
It's a din mechitza, but we only know from sukkah, from a drasha. How do we have a drasha from tumah?
Because a schach is an oihel. It's a form of oihel. Because I think that was all part of this kiddush of applying schach was to an oihel. The gag is an oihel. And that was part of the kiddush.
It was only by sukkah. Wasn't that drasha only said by sukkah? How cute.
What drasha?
Basukah is this fourth one is the roof.
Yeah, how can now tell? No, I was just trying to show you from there that you see that the schach is nidoin kimechitza. So now, having said that, I'm telling
schach.
You,
schach is not a.
It's any roof.
I think it would prove by any roof would go into the rule of mechitza. Now, here's another example of I found two examples of where the rule of in love of the chumrah is used in Shulchan Aruch. I couldn't find any others. here's another one. In Hilchis Yomtiv, the Ramah paskins the following din. There's a halacha that if you're mishtamish with the avir, say under a table, under a shulchan, so if you're mishtamish with it, effectively creating a gag where you'll mishtamish with the avir under the gag is effectively creating an oil and Shabbos. That's also to do. So there are more paskins for me. Look at this halacha. This is in Tafkuf Beis Yifal. V'chein shulchan. See it inside? It's in the middle of the sheet. V'chein shulchan sheyesh li defanes hamegiyas la'aretz. If you have a table and you're going to turn the table upside down on Shabbos, and the walls of the table are going to reach the ground, tzarech shinui. You can't just turn it over because you're going to use you're creating an oil. So you have to do it in a way that's a shinui. This is the Issa Durabanan. The din oil is only if it's kavua, if it's a binyan. So it's a din durabanan. But the din durabanan were matu to do it b'shinui. Aval mutter l'hoishiv shulchan shalano al ragla ve'ein bazem mishum binyan. Our shulchanas, where we're not mishtamish with the tachas of the shulchan that the Ramah is saying today, we don't have this. Once upon a time, the shulchan, the mita, was another storage space. For us, we don't use it like that. So he says, therefore, for us, we can turn our tables upside down on Shabbos, no problem.
Turning them right side up,
because now you created an oil and you have the space under it. Okay. Now the Beis Yosef in Shulchan Aruch makes the following statement. Not only, says the Beis Yosef, is it aser to turn a table upside down, but you can't even turn it upside down if you create a situation of lovud to the ground. Says the Ramah, not true. Ve'nira de'lamrina lovud l'chumra. The din of the Ramah is a psak from the Marie Vial also. He says, you don't say the rule of in love with the Chumrah. Here, the Magen Avraham asks all his kashas. What do you mean in love with the Chumrah? We have rayas all over for love. Yes, Yeshua ben in love. So here was an example of Machlekes Beis Yosef and Ramah. Do I apply in this case the rule of love with the Chumrah or not? What do you guys think, based on what I said? Any thoughts?
Yeah,
but... So L'chaira, you should say love of the Chumrah. So you say the Beis Yosef is right. So what could the Ramah be thinking? You guys with me back there? No? I put you to sleep.
Not following? Oh, it's a shame. It's a good shiur. Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. Because this is not the din. Mechitzas is the din of ten. The din of mechitza of oilus is a din of a tefach. And there's no real. It's not the halachas of mechitzas of kolat terakula. Says the Ramah, here it doesn't have the din mechitzas. It has the din of kolat terakula. Will not apply. That I think is what the machlekes basis in Ramah is over here by us. It's not gevaya sara. It's totally different dinim. It's totally different dinim. In fact, you may not even need. It's not clear the whole rule of mechitzas. If you have just the gag. Just creating a gag without mechitzas may also violate, may also be called an oil too. Okay, oil arise. So that we have to don on. So the mustig of mechitzas is not pasha. I don't know. I think so. I don't know.
So what are they arguing? If you have an oil without any mechitzas, is that a shim oil?
If you have an oil, no. They're arguing about whether or not. They're arguing about the mechitzas, yes. They're arguing in terms of the shir, does this have a din mechitzas to fit into the rule of mechitzin that is usur in kol terkula?
Why would it have a din mechitzas? What's
because this is mechitzas of oil is not the same din as mechitzas of reshus hayochid. And the halacha of Moshe may only been said it in mechitzas of reshus hayochid, not in mechitzas of oil. They have a whole total different shir. The shir of mechitzas of reshus hayochid is 10 tefachim. The shir mechitzas of an oil is 1 tefach. It's a totally different rule. When you know, the rule of
hello?
Yeah.
The rule like what we learned from Chag Sukkos Tas Loch that you need you can't that if you create put up your schach and you have walls of one tefach, that's good. You can put in the walls of 10 tefachim later. Because right. It's din in creating the oil, not in creating the mechitzah. That's not the din mechitzah. So that I think is the machlokes Beis Yosef Ramah. Beis Yosef thought that this had the rule of mechitzah also, and therefore he thought you could apply love of the chumri here. Says the Ramah, nothing doing. Now who adin? Now I'm going to get to two a little more sensitive cases. But I think the rules here. This is going to be Deicha, the Chacham Tzvi's Raya. In Simen Nutes, the Chacham Tzvi deals with the case, do I say love of the Chumra or not? He brings the Ramah who says, you don't say love of the Chumra in Shulchan Aruch, and says, Ishtamite, he forgot, and often a sugya. He brings the sugya later, which you guys have learned already.
The sugya is on Chaf Hei. And of course, that's a case where you have a karpef, and you have already a mechitza that was not made ladira,
and you want to add another mechitza around it that should now be ladira. So the Gemara says if it's within gimel tefachim of the original mechitza, the Gemara seems to hold right out that that will never work. Why? Because it's mitzurif to the original mechitza, and therefore it's possible. So Ilchaira, the tziruf is, since we're talking about the shir of Gimel Tefachim, we didn't love it. Oh, says the Chacham Tzvi, it's a mefarish haraya, you say love it l'chumra. So with that, he is deicha the Ramah that we talked about before in Shinayin Aleph, and he's deicha the entire concept, and he holds there's no such thing. He says tastes are wrong. He brings also the sugya on Yudches, the Gemara that we talked about in Yudches. From all this, he says, you see, Avadi, you apply the rule. But you guys know the answer. The Gemara on Chafei is talking about mechitzas. In mechitzas, we know we apply the rule of love of the chumra. Okay. Now, this one is a little more sensitive, and it's a difficult raya. Oh, I don't have the Rashban. Do I have the Rashban? Yeah. The Rashban says Zayin.
This is a sensitive one. It's hard. It's a tifa raya that the Rashba wants to bring. I'll try to say it over as clearly as I can and show you what the chiddush of what he's saying. Before I say what the Rash brings Araya from here, he's going to use Lavud to tell me that I don't have a mechitza here.
And he says, "V'zeh nearly ikar achar kach hazarti v'risi dafila lahachmi armin in Lavud b'mavoi shetzofa b'lechayim l'fichach ateretz harishoin ikar." Says, "I went back and I saw that you do say Lavud l'chumra." So based on that, he said, "I want to say over here that I will also have to use Lavud over here and be mevatel his mechitza." Here's the case. Here we're going to use Lavud to do the opposite. He has the case of a rope, a avir dalet tvachim, then another rope, and then something on top which is going to be less than three tvachim.
Like the sukkahs that we have in our day, like a lot of the sukkahs we have. Yeah. We have to do the rope thing.
What?
Like the sukkahs that we have. Like we have a little rope going around two or three times.
Well, it's usually like, you know, you see that many times in sukkahs. If you have a rope and you have less than three, so you're saying it's sawsome, sawsome, sawsome. So here, he says something very strange. I don't know. I say strange because it's just a very, very tifa raya. He wants to say, so what's the problem? He's having a problem because he says, we have avir mahagis and avir mahagisa to be mevatel the mechitza. And let's not view there as being loved here. As we always say, loved lahokela, not lahachmir. So he wants to say that to the extent that I will view there as being a mechitza here, I'll allow the ropes to come in and create the loved. But insofar as then saying that I have a vir mahagisa and a vir mahagisa, there I won't say loved to view this as two separate airspaces around a larger mechitza, and now say that I won't say avir mahagisa and say levatul mechitza. It's very difficult. I have to wait till I get to the sugi I sat on a little bit to understand it. In other words, I'm splitting loved. I'm using loved completely to build my mechitzas, but not using lavud to destroy my mechitza. So originally the Rashba said, you don't say lavud. He wanted to say that you don't say lavud l'chumra. Then he says, but I see from the sugi over here that you do say lavud l'chumra. Therefore, over here I can't say that, and I'm going to have to be mevatel to the mechitza anyway. What I think is going on in the Rashba is this: even if we say b'mechitza that we say lavud, but what does it mean? Do I say lavud to create a mechitza only? Or does it mean in the parsha of mechitzas I have the din lavud also? So sometimes the lavud will have the opposite effect and destroy my mechitza. Says the Rashba, that's what he wanted to take out of the sugya. He wanted to take out that you always say lavud in parsha's mechitzas, and therefore I'll say lavud over here even if it means destroying my mechitza. It's not just lavud to build the mechitza. He was taking out of the sugya that you say in the parsha of mechitzas, you say the rule of lavud, even if it has the result of destroying your mechitza. What? No, so I think that's what, did I say it over incorrectly? That's what he wants, that's what he means.
You're going to say lavud l'chumra to destroy your mechitza. The havamina was you wouldn't say it, so you would have lavud halfway.
In the end, I'll say it.
Yeah, in the end, and I think that's what he means. He says, which was saying that we didn't want to bring her from there. Okay, we'll have to wait till we see that sugya in Tifer to appreciate what he wanted. Here's one more raya. I have 6 minutes, so let me just run through this. There is a riaz. This is my Mar Malkum. This is not in the Encyclopedia Talmudis. Maybe it needs a letter. Here's a fascinating case. The case is like this. It's an important riaz to know. It may be in the Shilta Gibarim. The Paiskim do bring it, and it has created enormous DNA terror all over Yerushalayim. The halacha is you can't build a sukkah under a tree. The reason is, sukkah tachasim is possible. The halacha is that if the tree is chamas v'mitzilasa, it's not mavatzel my sukkah. The riaz says a big kiddush. If there's less than three tvachim between the branches of the tree, then the Elon can be mevatel the sukkah below. You understand?
So this is a love of the chumrah. This it makes you uneasy, right? What's going on here?
Let me just tell you what kind of, you know, the tumult that this creates is, I'll just give you the similar example. We had it, I had it with myself a little bit. When you have sukkah, and you have sometimes the laundry ropes, you know what I'm talking about, the laundry lines people have, they're hanging? So people have fought with the people above them, you got to take off your laundry ropes, come sukkah. I can't have my, it's hasta my sukkah. They're saying, no, it's just ropes. So do you say over here, love of the chumer to pass your schach below? That is what this riyaz is being mechadish for us. That it can, you would say love it and do something like that. But what's going on? So I think the answer here is this. Is this love of the chumer? Oh. So here's a bitl of the mechitz of the sukkah. So in other words, he's saying over here, he's using the rule of love to mevatzel mechitza, but it's in hilchus mechitzas. It's not love to kol tera kula. Huh? It's like that Rashba, exactly. That's exactly why I wanted to bring these two things together.
When a guy gets
on, is not kishar mechitzas though.
We pass kineish loved bamsa. We pass kineish loved bamsa. That's correct.
I'll pee that side that mechitzas chach is a din mechitza.
So I'm tining that this is a case of using the lover to be mevatel mechitza, and that will work.
It's only if it's less than
it's in the parish of mechitza, like the Rashba was saying. Now I'm going to bring you a raya to this. We'll see. This is a sensitive raya, and I believe I may have a raya in the next sugi as well. Keep your eyes open. We talked about this in the chakak case, and I told you I was very mystified. You never find love at every case. It's always when you have two things. And then you talk about lovet to be seisim between two things. And I asked you in the chakak, how do you have lovet in such a case like that? It's going to an empty space. The Rav Avraham Minahar talked about pulling the wall of the wall out to the chakak. That's a lovet to empty space. What's going on there? I think that this is something else that was in Schadish in this new halacha mishasina of mechitzas. In mechitzas, there is a rule also that you can have lovet, you just expand things. That's the snif Rashi was talking about. Rashi said you expand. You expand three tvachim in mechitzas, even if it's to empty space. In Kol HaTorah Kula, the musig of lovet is, as we know it, is stima. That's how the Chacham Tzvi talked about it. When you talk about it as stima. But over here, the usage of lovet over here is being used not as stima, but just to expand and say something stretches. That is something that was nischadish in the halacha which we've seen of mechitzin, and that's why you find it over there in that case of a sukkah. That would explain also, perhaps, we talked about just saying lovet on the akimais, has to do with mechitzin, it's a little more complicated, I don't have time, I run out of time. Talk about it tomorrow if you want. In other words, this now passes over. Do I pass over from other halacha moish b'sinais, what I'm comparing, using lovet to, is that also included in this rule, or is that a din of two halacha moish b'sinais? That's all part of what we're discussing now. I do want to just share one thing with you before I go. The Chacham Tzvi, I think the Avnei Nezer in that tshuva, says just like you say in lovet l'chumra, by lovet, you say in lovet l'chumra by good asik.
Love
I don't know that it has any rayas, but it was nogeh. Apparently, some halacha you had to pass through. But lefid varenu, afuch. Why would it be different than the love of mechitzas? Good asik is that was the mechitzah. That was the case. The chiddush of halacha mishina. What was said? That was good for the pshat that you would say good asik in mechitzas lechayre. I would assume the same thing as love, and you would say it lechumra. Even the Chumrah. So I don't know what his Raya is. I don't know that he has a Raya. He's just assuming what Taisus said here will apply here too. And I think that would appear Lefi Dvareinu, not Kosher. Okay, guys. All right. Oh, I have to give you a... I want to give him a quick word. Here. Ask me a permission. I have 1 minute. This is a real quick one. I'm going to tell you a word for my wife's Zayda. Rabbi Zayda's name was Eliyaron Kahana. He was a very chashuv yid. First of all, he came to Eretz Yisrael. He was born in Eretz Yisrael. I'm sorry. His father's name was Moshe Lev Kahana. Moshe Lev Kahana made a neder that if I'll have a boy who comes to Eretz Yisrael, he was living in Europe,
and he had a lot of girls, but he had no boy. He had a boy, and he made the trip to Eretz Yisrael. He came to live here in Eretz Yisrael in the Yishuv, but he was a very chashuv kayin. He had a yichus brief back to Eli HaKayin. He was nifter. I've seen his kever. His kever is on Har Zeisin, and the Maril Diskin ordered to be written on his kever, Mimichusi HaKahuna. Yichus brief back to Aaron HaKohen. Okay, this Eliaron Kana was a brother-in-law of Belvul Shochar. That means anything to any of you? Any briskers here? Belvul Shochar was a very close gabbai of the brisker of, etc., etc. He was a very sought-out Kohen many, many years ago, and he was one of the delegates to the Second Zionist Congress. And he was one of the people who walked out when Herzl proposed Uganda instead of Eretz Israel. So now you know a little bit about the Vart, who the Vart is from. The Vart goes like this. Very short Vart. There's a very interesting Rashi here at the beginning. Very strange Rashi. Rashi says, the Ber B'nai Yisrael v'yichu li truma. So Rashi, li lishmi. What's the lishmi? Aaron said like this. There's one place, the Shem Hashem, the Shem Yud Kevavke, you're never allowed to say. There's only one place in the world that you could ever say it. And where was that? The Beis Hamikdash. The Beis Hamikdash, the Kain uttered the Shem Hashem. So that's what it means. Li Lishmi. The purpose of this Nedava is to create this place where my shame can be uttered and can be said. That's what Rashi means. Li Lishmi. Place that you can say the Shem Hashem. Okay, Chaver, have a good Shabbos. Oh, too early for Shabbos. I know. Yeah, I should have waited until the end of the week. But he needs it now. He needs it now. This is an easy one to type on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh?